Regressive hypnosis. I've been a certified master hypnotist since the 1970s. I know how beneficial hypnosis can be. It's a fact. I believe we've all had past lives, on Earth and on the other side. Or, more accurately, I know we've all had past lives. I've known that all my life and long before. It's a fact. Somehow, bright as I am, it had never occurred to me to take those two facts and blend them together. It took a weight reduction hypnosis client suddenly leaping to a previous incarnation without my having a clue what he was doing to make the light bulb go on over my head. Duh! If our spirit minds reside in the subconscious and hypnosis provides access to the subconscious, then of course hypnosis could provide access to the past life memories held in our spirit minds. I started studying and researching like a madwoman to devise an effective bridge for my clients to make their own smooth transition to an earlier lifetime without my guiding them. It was exciting, stimulating work, but in the back of my mind, I kept feeling something was missing. Giving clients the opportunity to prove themselves that they've been here before and that they've survived death over and over again would be great. But on a practical day-to-day basis, what use would it be to client Smith to discover that in 1682 he was a shipbuilder in Norway with a wife and two children? If hypnotically regressing people to their past lives would not make a real difference in the lives they're living now, if it would be nothing more than an interesting exercise with a punchline of so what, I wasn't sure I wanted to waste my client's time or mine. After a lot of soul-searching, I finally turned to my spirit guide, Francine, and essentially asked, if there's a useful point to going ahead with this, what is it? Healing. That's all she said. It was enough. I wasn't even sure how healing could be found in past life regression, but if it were hiding in there and I could uncover it now, that would be a useful point. The key word was if. Francine never lies, but I don't take her word or anyone's word for anything. I'm never convinced until I've checked something out for myself, and healing through past lives was no exception. Throughout my career, I've had the luxury of close relationships with members of the medical and psychiatric communities. Several of those friends had been doing their own exploring on the subject of reincarnation, and we scheduled a 2-day seminar about the truth or fiction of past lives. What a perfect opportunity to try this healing regression premise on a volunteer from the audience. No setup, no rehearsal, just me and a total stranger winging it in front of several hundred witnesses. One colleague in particular tried to talk me out of it. Never a likely success once I've made up my mind. What if it doesn't work, was his argument. Then it won't work, but we'll never know if we don't try, will we? I'd rather fall on my face any day than waste time wondering. The auditorium was packed. I had more volunteers for this experiment than I could count, and I perversely chose the most obviously reluctant of them, a conservative-looking man in his 30s who turned out to be Neil, a mortgage broker from Texas. I briefly explained the hypnosis process, and then, before we started, I asked him if there were any physical or emotional problems he'd like to get to the bottom of. He thought of two: a chronic pain in his right foot that his podiatrist couldn't seem to diagnose, and a fear of being a disappointment to the people he loved, no matter how hard he tried or how successful he was. He was bright, honest, my favorite kind of subject. I relaxed him into a hypnotic state and slowly guided him back through his life, his death in a previous life, and then into the heart of that life itself. He took a breath and suddenly seemed to shrink into himself. His voice became thin and barely audible. His right foot twisted and turned under and in. I asked him to tell me about himself. His name was Calvin, he told me. He was 12 years old and lived on a farm in Virginia. What's today's date? I asked. June 10th, 1821. What's wrong with your right foot, Calvin? I asked. It had been clubbed since birth, which made him a burden to his parents, who'd counted on a healthy son to work the fields. He'd stopped going to school because everyone made fun of him, So he spent his time taking care of the farm animals who loved him and didn't seem to think there was anything wrong with him or his foot. By the time I brought him back to the present, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Then, before I woke him, I found myself adding, "And whatever pain or fear or negativity you might have carried over from a past life, release it and let it be resolved in the white light of the Holy Spirit." His posture straightened, his foot returned to normal, and he offered a preoccupied thank you as he left the stage. He called my office several weeks later to report that the pain in his foot was completely gone, and that ever since his hypnosis, he'd noticed a huge improvement in his self-confidence. I've been asked 1,000 times by clients and colleagues, how do we know these supposed past lives aren't just fantasies the mind dreams up to relieve pain? It's a fair question, which I find myself asking too. So parenthetically, my staff and I started verifying the existence and details of as many past lives as possible as described by my clients. As this was long before computers, I've got storage units filled from floor to ceiling with proof that these fantasies come with some very obscure, very authentic-looking birth and death certificates. In the long run, though, the answer I keep coming back to and that keeps me going when it comes to the authenticity of regressive hypnosis is, who cares as long as it helps? I'm not about to insist you believe in it. If I don't take anyone's word about what's true and what's not without needing to see for myself, how can I ask you to take my word for it? This is simply an explanation of what regressive hypnosis is, where my belief in its ability to heal came from, and why thousands of clients whose lives have been freed from long-buried burdens believe in it too.